Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your love, the love that brought Jesus to earth. We praise you for the wonders that you have sent to us, the angel song, the shining star, the infant birth in a lowly manger. And we praise you for the word made flesh in a little child, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'll be sharing this morning from the New Living Testament, starting with Psalm 89, verses 1 to 4. I will sing of the Lord's unfailing love forever. Young and old will hear of your faithfulness. Your unfailing love will last forever. Your faithfulness is as enduring as the heavens. The Lord said, I have made a covenant with David, my chosen servant. I have sworn this oath to him. I will establish your descendants as kings forever. They will sit on your throne from now until eternity. Ethan, the psalmist, is praising the Lord for his mercies as he reveals the reality of God's promises. God's loving kindness will last forever. May we always stand on that. God's loving kindness will last forever. He will remain faithful and consistent. God loves us so much that he ultimately will fulfill his promises. We may not know how or when, but we know that he will. Blessings will come through Jesus Christ, God's only Son. Paul shared Jesus will become all things to all men. We do not need to be perfect. We need Jesus. He covers us in our weaknesses. Love like Jesus loved. Mention Jesus to your friends and your family. Listen and pay attention and talk and tell the stories of Jesus. I recently went to lunch with two senior citizens who I grew up with going to East Swamp Mennonite Church, and a different perspective was shared about how they prayed for their children. I believe all moms and dads pray for their children. And then from the grandparent perspective, as far as reflecting back and wondering, did we talk about God enough? Did we share? Did we live that way? You see, both of them, as most of us do, have a grandchild or a child who's suffering from addiction, depression. One of them lost a child from cancer. And here we are, we were three women just sharing it all and thinking and praying for those grandchildren. They prayed for Jesus thousands of years before he was even born. The prayers need to continue. We need to have faith that God is with us always. And we need to tell those stories about Jesus. Even when other kids might think it's uncool, it's important that they hear or they see Jesus in your life, in your kind words, in your actions. I'll be reading from the Bible that is called The Story, The Birth of the King. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was the God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In the beginning, it was perfect. And then humans came in and started making their own decisions. But can you imagine this world as perfect as God wanted it to be? There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. And when his mother was carrying him, John the Baptist, Mary, who was pregnant with Jesus, had come to visit them. And when Mary came in, John tumbled in his mother's belly. He knew that something precious was on the way. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a human's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Are we sharing the story of Moses truly? How God was in his heart? How God was teaching him to teach others? Do we know of the joys and the praises that Moses was teaching? Pretty important to know the story. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." At that time, it was very difficult to be a young girl and not be married and to be pregnant. And she dug deep into her heart, and she prayed, and she knew that it was going to happen, and she needed to be gracious for it. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." And the angel left her. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. For now on all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and to his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." We may sit back and think, they have more than we do. They're more successful than we are. They have more likes on Facebook. We mustn't do that. That's not what God is concerned about. God is concerned and loves you for who you are, having Jesus in your heart allows you to be better than any one of those other people who we may envy. So important to recognize. You have it all when you have Jesus. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her as quickly as possible. He didn't want to be involved in this initially. Spent time in prayer and thought, I'll marry her, I'll do the right thing, but I'm going to divorce her. After he spent time in prayer and considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from sin. Never be afraid of doing the right thing. And you know that your mom and dad were praying for you the minute they found out that you were going to be born. All these things took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary as his wife. And in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. He wanted money. That was the purpose of that. It was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Let's take a moment and think about the difficult and grueling journey that Mary and Joseph would be going on. It would take about 100 miles to travel to the Holy Land. They would have passed the Sea of Galilee, and this was the sea where Jesus later went to preach many of his sermons. And after several days of traveling, they would have walked through the Judean desert, which was full of mountain lions, scorpions, venomous snakes, and raiding bandits. But as they entered Jerusalem, they saw destroyed towns, destroyed buildings. They saw burned out homes. They saw crosses holding the bodies of members of the Jewish faith who were thought to be rebellious. The young couple surely felt relief that their journey was done, but didn't know what the future would hold. They quickly looked for a room, and finding that there was no room available, they settled for a stable surrounded by animals. They did not give up. They followed the law. They listened to the Lord, and they followed the Lord's words. Don't stop. Don't give up. Things will not go our way, but when you have Jesus in your heart, there's a lesson to be learned, and there's a way to work through the things that are happening in your life. Our good works will be rewarded. We need to display God's glory in our persistence to follow Jesus. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there were no guest rooms available. I think this scene up here may be very close to where she was. Some Bibles have him being born in a grotto, which is in the side of a cave, just dug out where they would put the animals in, and everything was made out of clay and dirt and stone. Mary wrapped her son in cloth and placed him in the manger. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." Peace. Most of our world this morning is praying for peace. It is attained through believing in God and letting the light of Jesus shine in you. When the angels left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the things that have happened, which the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who were lying in the manger. And when they had seen them, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And after Jesus was born in Judea, during the time of King Herod, the Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and it came, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, "Where is the Messiah? Where was he to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet had written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." He has been promised. He had been promised to the people. How amazing and how wonderful and how beautiful to experience that. Wow. King Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time that the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report back to me so that I may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose ahead of them, they followed until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. They too felt God's Holy Spirit. In coming to the house, they saw a child with his mother, and they bowed down and they worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When God said to Mary, "Don't be afraid," she responded, "I am your servant." When we are frightened by things going on in this world, in our school, in our community, maybe we need to turn to those words. "Lord, I am your servant. Allow his love to flow on you." May we respond humbly and willingly. Paul assures the believers in Rome with blessing and assurances of their hope in Jesus Christ. Jesus has given each one of us the ability to live by faith and to live a hope-filled life. God is at work in the good news. Pray. When things go wrong, talk to somebody. Believe me when I say that your mom and dad have been praying for you since before you were even here. Be there for your parents to talk to you. I have seen your parents at home, and they open up to me about their concerns, and we pray together. Make a point of praying over your meals together. Say his name. Hear his words. It's been prophesied, it was prophesied that he will be here for us, and he is. Romans 16, verses 25 to 27. Now all glory to God, who is able to make you strong, just as my good news says, this message about Jesus Christ has revealed his plan for you Gentiles, a plan kept in secret from the beginning of time. But now, as the prophets foretold, and as the eternal God has commanded, this message is made known to all Gentiles everywhere, so they too might believe and obey him. All glory to the only wise God through Jesus Christ forever. Paul preaches this good news, this news of greatness and glory, this news of God's plan. God, through Jesus, calls all people to obedience of faith. Don't be pressured into doing things that you don't want to do. I believe that's how most of the people in Kensington got there. Perhaps a friend said, I take this pill for my pain. I drink these at the parties I go to. Don't be pressured into doing things that other people do. Know that God provides everything for your salvation. Trust and obey him. God's mystery has been revealed, and it all began with believers becoming God's servants. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. God's glory is above earth and heaven. Praise the Lord. As we leave Wellspring Church this morning, may you find rest and security in the knowledge that God, the God you serve, is faithful. He is a God who promises, whose promises will be fulfilled. May we find peace and comfort as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we say, this is Christmas. This is the day our Lord was born. Our Lord is here. He is loving you. He is guiding you. You can turn to him. We all need to turn to him. Let us pray. Dear God, we are so thankful that you have sent Jesus into this world. Humans couldn't hold on to the rules just believing in you, Father God, and having a human being here on earth allowed people to see and to know how to be the hands and feet of Jesus, how to act as Jesus did. We praise you for your story from beginning to end. Your story becomes our story, Lord. Allow us to celebrate your son's birth with hearts filled with love and wonder, and help us to reflect the joy that we have, the joy that we see in Jesus. May we walk in your way and delight your will. Allow us to be gracious, faithful, loving, giving, and forgiving people as you would have us do. You are a mighty Father, and we give all thanks to you. Amen.